Hello, I'm Stephen Anstey. I'm a curator of history at the Western Australian Museum and was the curator of 100 Postcards exhibition. 100 Postcards is an exhibition of over 100 postcards that were sent to home nurse Eliza Lyda Downey of Boulder from six serving soldiers in the AIF throughout the First World War. The exhibition features the postcards as well as researched life of the six servicemen and explores the fate of the servicemen throughout the war. It was seen as being very important to write to the soldiers, to correspond with them. It was good for morale for the soldiers abroad, and we know from the soldiers themselves that they loved receiving correspondence, even from people that they didn't know. Lyda was an attractive and vivacious woman. She readily attracted a circle of friends, many of whom she met at the dances. She was 17 at the outbreak of war and obviously attracted some attention. We know from the postcards that some of those men were obviously hopefuls and were attracted to her for those reasons. So one of the correspondees was Jack Bonney. He was a 22-year-old miner from Kalgoorlie and an admirer of Lyda and the most prolific of the correspondents. He sent her countless postcards during service abroad.
A few more cards to give you some conception of the battleground in France. This is a French transport going up to the front. They did not go right to the line, but near enough to get hit. I shall be going on leave very soon. I wish it was to Boulder. With lots of love and kisses from Jack E. Bonney.
He survived the terrible, terrible Battle of Pozieres, which was probably one of the worst battles that Australians fought in. 700 out of 900 men in the 48th Battalion to which he was attached were casualties during that battle. But he survived it, which is quite incredible. After further about 6 months in the front line, he found himself manning the front line in the trenches near Fleurs in the terrible winter of 1916-17. And what was notable about this wasn't so much the casualties from shellfire or gas or any of those other horrors of the war, but rather the appalling casualties that all Australian battalions suffered from exposure. And poor old Jack, his ear condition flared up. His left ear was found eventually to be so severely damaged from his condition, so much so that it had actually punctured a hole through his eardrum, and he was pronounced deaf in his left ear and the condition incurable. And so he was discharged from the army and sent home. Not all of Lyda's correspondees were admirers. Two were relatives. Her cousin, Joseph Jackson of the AIF, was one of them. And he joined a very famous Western Australian battalion, the 11th Battalion. After Gallipoli, Joe, with half of the 11th Battalion, are transferred to the newly formed 51st Battalion. And they're deployed to the Western Front in June 1916. He becomes the battalion supply wagon driver. Now, this might sound like a cushy job, but in fact it really was quite a dangerous job because their job was to run the battalion horse and cart, or wagon, from the front line back to the supply depot at the back. He eventually is hospitalised in September with a hernia, probably from lifting ammunition and things like that out of the wagon and so forth, but then again in October with an injury or wound to his right thigh, probably the result of shellfire.
My dear Eliza, just a card this mail, as I'm unable to write you a letter, as I'm in hospital, and I don't feel very well at all. So I will write you a letter at first opportunity. Remember me to mother and father, so with best love to you. I hope to hear from you soon. Goodbye for this time. I remain yours truly, Joe.
Joe survives the war, but he's hospitalised in November, again in England, being described as febrile. But he did return to Australia nearly 4.5 years after he had enlisted. We know of the fate of the soldiers, but we also know what happened to Lyda. Lyda didn't marry any of the soldiers that corresponded to her.
Best wishes with lots of love and thousands of kisses for yourself. From yours lovingly, Jack E. Bonney.